Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Gorgeous day out there. I've talked about this before. We're going to do Razor's Edge here, but I have to get this out of my face. The Beloitus Void. You familiar? I know I've talked to somebody about this off the air.
What's it called?
Beloitus Void.
No, not familiar.
No, sounds scary.
So in the middle of the universe, which we've all seen pictures of the universe. We've seen pictures of the cosmos, and it's very colorful, and there's stars everywhere, and there's galaxies everywhere. Then there's this void. And to give you an idea of how big it takes light 330 million years to cross it. It's that big with nary a star. It's just nothing, just blackness. And our fastest spacecraft we have right now, currently, would take 550 billion years to cross it. That makes me sweat. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And it's out there. It exists.
Is it in our galaxy or is it?
No, no, no.
Okay.
It's just way out there in the universe.
Okay.
And there's no stars, no galaxies. It's just a void. It's just nothing. It's a big hole in the cosmos.
Now I'm
right?
Scared.
And the thing, I don't know, when we discovered this thing, let's say it was 30 years ago, that humanity lived our entire human lives not knowing this friggin' thing's out there. And we'll never get there, because even if we develop 99% of light speed, it would take us millions of years to get there. Why would we go there to see a void?
What if we could fold space and time, though?
Yeah, possibly.
Through a wormhole.
Possibly.
This is making it very hard to be the protagonist of reality when I hear that 500 trillion light years away, there's a an empty void of nothing that takes millions of years across.
The impressive thing, well, I mean, it's all impressive. It's just it's mind-blowing, the way that you describe that. But the impressive thing is how we just keep on finding out new things. Like, we didn't know that. How long do we know about that? How recent is this discovery?
Decades.
Right. We didn't know about this 30 years ago.
Yeah.
We didn't know about this 50 years. There are so many. That's the crazy thing is, what are we going to know in 100 more years? Think about 100 years ago, what we understood about the universe.
Yes.
What we knew about, you know, traveling through space and the distances and all that. Compare that to what we know now, and then what are we going to know in 100 years with quantum computing speeding up all of the processes and AI being a part of solving issues? And, you know, I mean, it's going to speed up, right?
Last night,
the rate at which we learn things.
Last night, I took this family to the Cardinals game, and there was an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I just kept looking at them and thinking, the things you're going to see, the things you're going to experience that I never will. It's crazy. You know, it's like when my grandparents were still alive. I doubt they looked at me and thought that because they didn't like me. But, like, they could have looked at a 10-year-old Dave and thought, man, the things you're going to see. Yes, I did. I saw some stuff.
That's, yeah. This,
Anywho.
I can't. Yeah. That's, man, now you got my brain spinning. Because now I'm like,
you, and you can see a picture of it.
Yeah.
I'm probably saying it wrong. I don't, but if you just look up, if you come as close as you can to Beloitus Void, you'll find it. And it's just.
They have a picture of the void?
Somehow.
Yeah, I mean, it's just empty spot, right?
Just a big spot.
Yeah.
So how do we know that it ends? It says that it's 330 million light years across, but how will we see the end of that?
I guess it's like a hole. Just like a hole punched into a painting. And okay. it's just blackness in the middle of the painting of the cosmos.
So we can see the other side. We know there's more stuff over yon ways.
Yes.
But in the
And here's what really freaks me out. As I understand it, the visible universe is sort of like taking a spotlight in this room and shining it in the corner. That's what we can see.
Yeah.
But we have no real idea.
What's beyond that? Yeah. It's probably more of that, but what does that even mean?
Exactly. Probably there could be thousands of these voids out there.
Well...
Yeah. That ruined your day?
None of that is ever going to impact us. It's just fascinating knowledge, right?
Right.
And it's
yes.
and it eventually will probably help scientists figure out other problems, right? Because they study these things and they learn about the universe and like, oh, well, maybe that little piece of info plugs in somewhere else too. Yeah. That for us, it's never going to have a practical thing.
Does that make you personally feel smaller? Or does it make you feel more special? Like for 330 million light years, not only is there no life, there's no basic matter. And I'm here.
You mean in that space?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Does it make you feel any, what does it make you feel personally? Anything at all?
Neither really.
Like, well, that's not shocking.
Yeah, I know. But like, well, it's just because it
you
doesn't.
You are the void.
That's my new nickname, the void.
It's like a hole punched in the Glover Show.
Well, I mean, because I'm trying to say this in a way that doesn't make it sound overly simplified, but I don't think our significance has much to do with anything happening anywhere else. Because all we have impact on is the here and the now and what's around us. And I would never say that we feel smaller. And I don't feel more important knowing that there is nothing somewhere else. I don't know. I don't think I'm explaining this very well.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I do too.
I kind of fall under that category too. I have, when we discuss things like this, often my mind just goes like, oh, okay. Because it's like I'm not going to figure it out.
Yeah.
If someone's going to figure it out, it's not going to be me. So, you know.
Like, not my problem.
And it does, you know, it does, though, make me feel grateful to be here.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool that Earth exists and we exist. And of all the people that could have been born, I was one of them.
That's right.
Pretty neat.
It's pretty neat.
Feels good, man.
And I've seen things. I'm not even going to say the number because I will not come close. But the possible human lives that could be born, just mathematically, how many variations? It's not infinite. There's like a finite number. And that always kind of freaks me out, too.
Really big number.
Like just
I'm
based
assuming.
On the, you know.
You got me. Just based on the science.
Birth rates and lifespans and.
Yeah.
Technology and all that. Yeah, I don't like those numbers.
I know.
Like, how do you know?
Razor's Edge?
Yeah, I want to talk about, do any of you guys know who Alex Cooper is? She's a podcaster.
Yes.
The Call Her Daddy.
Is that the Call Her Daddy girl?
Alice Cooper. I'm like, yeah, I know Alice
Cooper.
Have
you guys ever heard of this musician? His name is Alice, but he's a boy. No.
That really screwed with me when I was a kid. I just couldn't get past it.
He was like, this chick sounds hot.
So Alex Cooper is a podcaster. She has a podcast called Call Her Daddy. She's expanded that into a whole podcast network. She has a drink line. She's got a lot going for her. She has a documentary that comes out today called Call Her Alex. It's going to be on Hulu. And in this docuseries, she claims that she was sexually harassed by her soccer coach while she was attending Boston University. It was a female soccer coach, and she said basically she was always trying to get her alone and always questioning her about like her dating life, her sex life. She said she put her hand on her leg a couple of times, and it was just really inappropriate, made her feel very uncomfortable and very small. So she started documenting it and went to her parents, and her parents contacted lawyers at the time. And this line just really bothered me in the article I read about it. It says, however, the lawyers warned Cooper that the university would drag out a case for years. And maybe I'm just naive, but that's really upsetting that like, I'm sure she was 18, 19. She's not legally a child, but someone who's on the cusp, just left being a child, is being sexually harassed in a place where she's supposed to grow and learn and be mentored. And the kind of agreed upon result of taking that to court or trying to hold someone accountable would be, no, the university would try to protect this person kind of no matter what's going on. And this is, I don't know anything about Boston University. It's not them. But you think about all these cases of, what was it, Penn State that had all the horrible...
Sandusky.
Sandusky.
Ohio State. The wrestling team and the director of the Michigan State gymnastics.
Yeah, the Jim Jordan stuff.
Yep. I mean, it's just crazy. So Boston University athletics officials also allegedly didn't take action after Alex Cooper and her parents provided written documentation of the inappropriate interactions. And they didn't fire the coach either. The coach ended up retiring in 2022. Really, my whole point is it just makes me very angry and very sad that we all just kind of seem to accept the fact that these organizations are going to protect themselves over protecting an individual who's in trouble, who's being victimized, who's being harassed, in some cases, who's being assaulted. We've just kind of thrown up our hands and gone like, oh, what are you going to do? University is going to drag this on forever, so don't even bother.
If you were an attorney, you'd have to be on the plaintiff's side, because having been on both sides, that's what the defense does. You know, when people will say, like, for criminal defense lawyers, how can you defend someone that you know probably committed this murder, or you do know it and you're just trying to get them a better deal? It's not a whole lot different when you're defending hospitals or doctors or whoever it is, because in my cases, you know, I did 5 years as a defense attorney. Half my cases I knew we were good for. Right. Like I could see the medical records and know that, yeah, we cut off the wrong leg or whatever it happened to be. But it's your ethical duty to put forward the best defense. And many times the defense is just delay.
Yeah.
Just keep it going as long as you can. They're going to run out of steam. They're going to run out of money. They're going to run out of, you know, and having mediated a lot of cases, you see that. Like if I'm mediating between you and Kevin and you've been suing Kevin for 5 years and you want $1 million. And you finally get your say, you talk to this mediator, he's understanding, he or she's understanding and sympathetic, and he comes up with $500,000. I can't tell you how many times I've seen a person physically slump and go, okay.
Because they just want to be done.
They just want to be done.
Yeah.
They just want to be done.
Well, you kind of see it playing out in real time, too, with the Sean Combs trial. I've stopped calling him Diddy since... Kevin made a compelling point.
Yeah, I'm not calling you by your name you want anymore.
Right,
you're
exactly.
Sean. You're accused of major crimes.
But
you can be your name.
All these women are taking the stand and, you know, sharing their experiences with this man. And then you see the defense come out and basically just try to call them
liars and whores.
Promiscuous. You're a slut. You deserved it. You wanted this. And it's like, I get that that's part of the legal system, but it's just truly disgusting to see it play out in real time.
Yeah. Well, it's a lesson that, you know, because again, I think part of it is intentional deception on the part of institutions, right? So they're going to tell you, we'll protect your child. We have Title IX laws. We're going to follow all these. But as soon as there's a possibility of a lawsuit, the first thing any institution is going to do is protect itself. It is not there for you. If you're a student at a college, that college is not there for you. They are there to continue the college being the college and to not lose lawsuits. And that is true of colleges. That's true of hospitals and big healthcare companies. That's true of religious groups that have had scandals and covered them up and fought them and refused to do all this. I mean, it's government agencies. It's professional sports teams. It's all kinds of industries. Power will just try to protect itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's going to do, no matter what they tell you that they're looking out for.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that individuals within those groups aren't looking out for you.
Yes.
But it means that the institution itself is not looking out for you. It will protect itself before it protects
and
you.
Penn State may be the best example of that ever.
Penn State, Ohio State, the USA Gymnastics. I mean, that was a Michigan State doctor.
Yes.
But USA Gymnastics, they heard these accusations forever and did nothing. And the problem is, the reason they don't fire that coach that we're talking about
admitting
is because
wrong.
If you fire them, now there's an argument in the lawsuit. See,
like
you
firing
knew,
a doctor.
You knew there was something wrong. And you fired them for it, and that means you're culpable.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. So they're not going to fire this doctor who abused gymnasts for decades.
Yeah.
And you're not going to fire Jerry Sandusky who abused kids for decades. Because as soon as you do that, you're admitting guilt. And it's the same thing. I'm too close to it because I grew up in the Catholic Church, but it's the same thing they did there. You don't want to admit that you did, so you just shuffle the person away. They're gone. We'll take care of it. It's gone. It's not, you know, but it's not it, that the it's probably the worst lesson to learn is that the institutions you think are there to look out for you aren't.
And especially now, I don't give any quarter to the Catholic Church. Like, well, they didn't know that a pedophile would keep being a pedophile. But 50, 70 years ago, I think they thought, oh, we can move Father McFeely over here and he'll and we'll yell at him. And he'll never do that again. And then we've learned that, no, people who are abusers are just going to abuse wherever they go.
In the past, we didn't understand human behavior as well as we do now.
Right.
Just like so many other things. 100% true. But it doesn't change anything about the dynamic that any powerful institution will protect itself before anything else.
That's right.
In my youth, I'll do
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Those were the best times, most of all.
Welcome back, TGS and Team Flex. All right, let's take stock. It's been an hour and 25 minutes of the show. We have talked about international relations.
Mm-hmm.
We have talked about the LA protests, had a great lively debate on air and online. We've talked about the cosmic void.
Yeah.
Now let's do words.
Old man baseball.
Old man baseball. Words that sound dirty but aren't.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Dongle.
That's
dirty. Yeah, that one I hesitate to say.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of that one.
Mm-hmm. Uvula.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the thing.
A little boxing thing.
Mine went somewhere else.
By the way, I can grab mine with my...
Don't say that.
Okay. My favorite, Homo erectus. Oh boy, did little Dave laugh at that when he first heard that.
That's definitely bad for junior high kids.
My lord. You're just not even trying.
What'd you say?
You got to do something about that.
Penal code.
That one's pretty funny, though.
Undulating.
Yeah, again, it's like...
Oh, is what Canadian people call milk on there?
What's that?
I don't know. What do they call it?
Well, it's homogenized milk, but they cut off the genized when they talk about it.
Homo milk?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Oh, interesting.
And it's like, oh, don't say that.
Lickety split.
Oh, you're just... Your mind's in the gutter if you can't handle
lickety split. Yeah, I was
going to
say, that one's
kind of
old school.
Kumquat.
Again, you're a child.
Oh, well.
Well, I mean.
What I mean to say is, yeah. That's not dirty or funny at all.
Half the population
now,
are children.
Homo erectus, I understand, but kumquat, give me a break.
We disagreed on politics, now we're disagreeing on what's dirty. Pupusa.
What the?
I'm sorry, the what?
A thick griddle cake or flatbread made with cornmeal or rice flour.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I will eat that.
Needs a better name.
And cornhole.
Yeah.
I've always thought that too. I'm 60 years old, and anytime someone says cornhole, I giggle. Need to have some pupusas.
It's the beauty of being a dude.
Right?
Everything can go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Literally everything. Mm-hmm. It's all about how you say it.
That's right. KMOX. Time to talk to our pal Ricky Horton. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Dave. How are you today?
Good, buddy. Always good to see you guys in the booth last night. And I have to say, for all the listeners, I'm sure no one out there is like, Ricky Horton, what a jerk. But you are so gracious and so kind, and you took your time to talk to my auction winners, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you bet. And you should hear what they say at my house about me. I don't know that I want to admit that. But, you know, I am kind of in my element when folks come up to visit. I really do love that, honestly, because it's part of what we do. I mean, we get a very cool opportunity to do something special and to have people come up that are kind of wide-eyed and enjoying it. I mean, it's an encouragement to me, frankly. And so the joy kind of goes both ways.
So one of the kids who you met last night when we were leaving, the woman said, you have no idea the impression it made on these two. And this one says he now wants to be a radio play-by-play guy. And so my point is, like, you have an impact that we all do, but you do especially, that you just don't think about. You know, you just don't see.
So I was telling somebody the other day, somebody asked me about my favorite players growing up as a kid. And you know, it, sometimes it's random, too. It's just kind of a regular guy. But for some reason, you know, we represent this kind of dream of what could be, and so you become kind of right in the kind of the bullseye of that. But you know, several players were like that for me, and if I met them, I wouldn't even be able to talk to them. I'd be so nervous because they were bigger than life to me.
So what a game last night. What a frustrating game.
Yeah. Well, so was it a good game or a bad game? Well, it depended upon what time of the night you asked me that question.
I don't believe it.
I mean, it went from, you know, it was like the classic, I mean, the classic roller coaster deal that, I mean, and but maybe more so than any game we've had this year because, you know, honestly, it was kind of Dullsville for a while in terms of the Cardinals. I didn't think they were going to figure out kind of how to get any runs against the Blue Jays. Barrios was good, not overpowering, but good. I mean, as overpowering as you can be with only one strikeout. And then Pallante, I mean, that was good news in the game yesterday that he kind of figured it out and got better. But as it got towards the end of the game, all of a sudden, you know, out of the blue, Herrera hits a big fly, and it's like, wait, what happened? Wait, Helsley's in. Wait, what? Game's over. We're going to win. And then, no, we're not. So it really was kind of this you know, kind of this overpromise and underdeliver in some ways. But, you know, you're going to have games like that.
So, Rick, your level of concern about Helsley?
Yeah, it's not high. I mean, it really isn't. I mean, if he was throwing 90 miles an hour or if he was walking, his walk rate was three times more than it is. I mean, yes, he's not. He hasn't been his best. I mean, I think if you're saying if that's what the word concern means, yes. He's not going to be able to be a closer for us. No, I'm not at that point. And, you know, it would take an awful lot more than that. I mean, this is not, you know, what we've dealt with other relievers that just literally fell off the edge of the cliff. And, you know, I'm thinking about Gallegos as an example, and I love Gio, but his stuff just got appreciably worse. I mean, clearly worse. And I think once we kind of changed the spin rules on him a little bit, I think that hurt him and the breaking ball wasn't as good. But Helsley's not at that point yet. He's just, you know, he's not making enough good pitches. And, you know, I do think he needs to learn how to use his fastball more. And, you know, I think that's, you know, that's maybe the next step.
Yeah, it's fascinating, Rick, because I think I love the way you describe that, right? Like, concerned about recent performance, but not big picture.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff is still there.
Right,
his fastball is still in the top 2% of all fastballs, right?
Yeah.
He's still throwing 99 on average, touching 100 all the time. But it's crazy when you look at it. So the slider is deadly. Opponents are hitting 0.95 against the slider, and that's just that's just nuts. Slugging under 200, but the fastball, they're slugging over 500 and hitting 4.26 against the guy throwing 100. So the spin rate's the same,
right?
The velocity's the same. He's just got to locate it better, right?
Yeah, well, locate it, and I'm going to go to a different thing. I'm going to say this because I thought about this last night. I was listening. Matt Pauly had a couple callers on, and you know, they were mad about him. And you know, understandable. I mean, you don't want to lose a game. So, but I do think that we don't pay enough attention in general to sequencing.
Yeah,
you know,
good
not
point.
Every 90-mile-an-hour fastball, 98-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle is the same. What did you throw the pitch before?
Mm-hmm.
What did you throw the pitch before that? We don't, honestly, we do not pay enough attention to that.
Great
talking
point.
About that with Oral Hershiser. Oral Hershiser said, we need to come up with an analytic stat for that. He's asked the guys with the Dodgers, they don't have one, to talk about sequencing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can make that a number, then we can plan towards that. We can drive towards that. We can honor that. We can give awards for that. And then I think pitchers will do that more. I think he's a little bit too almost predictable. Fastball down the middle, slider down and in. I mean, that's a little too predictable for a big league hitter, I think.
And you're right. Sequencing is such a big deal. Like, how do you move a guy in and out, up and down? How do you change his eye level? Like, you're so that is such a great like depth to it, and it's just fascinating, and it could change, right? I mean, like, we're a third of the way through the season. By the end of the year, it could look more like it did last year. Because it was better last year. His fastball got hit more than the slider, but he's got an elite slider. I think, you know, that's a big part of this too, but it's so funny how it's the little things, right? Because when you first think of it, you're like, how's a guy throw 100, give up so much hard contact? Well, that's it. It's just that simple.
So think about this. Think about a 94-mile-an-hour fastball with a little run for strike one, then a slider swing and miss strike two, then 101 up and in at the edge of the plate. Nobody's hitting that. Nobody. Because you've added and subtracted, and you've also changed the eye level. Adding and subtracting, changing eye levels is basically what pitching is.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's, again, what we need to – I mean, we do focus on that, of course, but I think that's – sometimes we just fall back to velocity and spin rate and all those things, which are important but not enough.
It's nice to have the checklist right now, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd be like, well, velocity's fine. All right, spin rate's the same, so it's not doing anything different.
Yeah. Precisely. But, yeah. And that's why I'm not worried about it. I mean, because it's there.
It's fixable.
The next thing is to just sequence better, make better pitches.
Yeah. It's fixable, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's not always fixable when you lose 4 miles an hour.
Now we sound like Mike March, don't we? my dear friend Mike March. I love Mike. I saw him this winter. It's so great to connect with him. But that was his phrase, man. Like, hey, we can fix this.
You know, I had an analogy for Bernie Miklas yesterday I'm going to use, and I picked this up from you, Rick, from something that you said a couple months ago, actually. And the analogy is that being a fan or involved with a major league team is like being the father of six, in that on any given week, not everyone's going to be okay.
Right. That's right. That's right. And you're gonna feel really good about those two middle kids because they're getting along.
That's right.
And they're getting A's. And then that, you know, that older guy is just being a pain, and he's going through his teenage years. I mean, yes, that is exactly right. And that's honestly not only being a fan, but think about being a manager. I mean, that's what Ollie Marmol deals with every day. He talks about that. He says we're always rejoicing in what somebody's doing to get better, but you're always looking over in the corner, and there's Lars Nootbaar is not hitting right now, and Victor Scott is not hitting right now. We got to go spend some time with them. We got to get them right while we're still enjoying what Burleson's doing and Mason Wynn's doing. It's really what managing and coaching is all about, too.
You know my favorite player outside the Cardinals, Kirk. I love that guy from Toronto. My Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, you could probably outrun him because he did not score from first on a triple yesterday.
I mean, honestly,
I can't pick on him because he's really good, and I like him too. I love him too, and it doesn't matter. I mean, so you know, if you can hit in this game, they will find a place for you. And he's actually a good catcher too. But yeah, you know, he can just flat out hit. He's fun.
It every guy like me and Wheeler, it takes away our excuse. Like, oh, I'm not 6'3". Don't have a 6'7" arms. It's just,
yeah. Wasn't born in the fancy school district. You know, no, he probably wasn't there at that either. But he found a way. I mean, he absolutely found a way and found his skill. And you know, there's a lot of work that goes into doing what he's doing too. He just didn't fall out of bed and get four hits yesterday. I mean, it is good that can be rewarded.
Man, oh, and on that note, you know, this is a separate side because we didn't get to one of the big pluses yesterday. I can't get over how impressively consistent Ivan Herrera's is becoming. Yeah. I know he had a slump, but that was due because he was hitting 400 and nobody's going to hit 400. But he just always takes competitive at bats, Ricky. He always seems to be on balance. He keeps his weight back. He stays on that back leg. And then when you make a mistake, he hits it a long way. I mean, I've been so impressed with his day to day.
He's starting to be that kind of big gate, that Reggie Jackson guy too. Like he's so good in late innings that you know, who's the guy you want up in the seventh, eighth, ninth inning? It's right now. It's Ivan Herrera. He's shown. I mean, his OPS is through the roof from the sixth inning on, up among with all the big boys. And maybe he is a big boy right now. I mean, he really rises to the occasion. Nothing kind of phases him in terms of late inning pressure, none of that. I actually think he caught as well as I've seen him catch yesterday too. Yeah. That was another big plus for him. I'm a big fan of Ivan. I love being around him. He's a really nice kid.
And how about this too? Like going back to like talking fastballs, breaking balls, and all that. So he's hitting 365 and slugging over 500 against fastballs, and he's hitting 300 and slugging 750 against breaking balls.
Yeah.
The only thing he's not handled are quote unquote off speed, but he's only seen, he's not going to see many right on right changeups. He saw some splitters in there, and the splitters are trouble for pretty much everybody if they're thrown well. But I mean, if you can hit both fastballs and breaking balls, you're pretty good.
Hey. So I'd take you back to some team meetings we used to have, guys, where they'd say, okay, how we pitch this guy? Well, you can't throw him that. You can't throw him that. We can't throw him that. So it's just basically, you just have to mix it up. I mean, that's the conclusion. The only way to get him out is to mix it up and get him to maybe get himself out, and that's not easy.
Ricky, we buried the lead on this segment. I have put myself into the old man baseball draft.
Oh, you have?
I have.
That is the lead. Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
So if you ever want to come out and play, toss the old ball around, you let me know.
Oh, my goodness. I can I watch?
You can.
That might be better. It might be better.
It would make my life if Ricky Horton came to watch a game.
So I still dream. I think I've told you this, guys, is every spring I dream that I'm warming up in the bullpen and a manager's calling me into a spring training game and I'm trying to get loose and I can't.
Yeah.
And then I wake up in a cold sweat and move on. But I mean, I think I'll have that dream every spring the rest of my life. I really do.
Very cool. Thank you, Ricky. We appreciate it, pal.
All right, man. All right, see you guys.
Welcome back, guys. GGS. You can
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Find us on 1120 AM. You can find us at 104.1 FM. You can find us at the Odyssey app, though I'm hearing from my peeps on the stream that it's out today.
Huh. Yeah.
Don't know anything about that. Also, let me address, and I will just say what I've heard the people who actually know what's going on say. A lot of times on the stream, people will say, like, the sound's really low, and what can you do? And Rach, as I understand it, the answer is nothing.
There is nothing we do on a day-to-day basis for the YouTube sound.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I apologize that that's an issue, but I have looked this up. I don't believe there's anything we can do. And again, there's not like, oh, some days we have it on this setting and sometimes we don't.
Same every day.
It's a YouTube issue.
It's not a studio issue. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Happened, same thing was going on today with Gas House.
Okay.
It was really quiet and just had to boost the audio.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to hear two things I don't like?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't like shaving my head. It's a cruel joke, by God, that I clearly don't have enough hair to have hair, but I have too much hair to just let it go. Like, if I go 3 days without shaving, I look like Bozo the frickin' clown.
What if you did, like, a laser hair removal?
Oh, that sounds awful.
Well, but it would be, like, a more permanent solution, right?
I think it grows back. Unless you're just getting it done all the time, it comes back.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like months and months at a time removal type situation.
The other thing I don't like
I don't know, though.
A lady told me on TikTok today that I can't wear sandals or flip-flops.
What?
Like, men, don't be the man that shows your feet. Don't wear sandals or flip-flops. Definitely not in jeans. Definitely not just going out shopping or to dinner. And I love that. I love my Birkenstocks.
I think you're fine. There are men who don't take care of their feet, and it's like, put those things away. Like, don't show those off. Those look bad. But you've worn sandals here many times. There's nothing offensive about your feet.
So wait, though, I thought the overall messaging was that everybody can wear whatever they feel comfortable in, and that's good, and we need to accept it.
Unless it's a man wearing sandals.
Right, right. So shut it.
I don't think that's the message to most people.
No, but that's how we keep getting messages pushed, is everybody should wear what they want. We talked about this yesterday, Rach, I think. Was it off the air or on the air?
Oh, yeah,
About the workout clothes. There's all kinds of stuff on TikTok, like women yelling at other women for wearing revealing stuff at the gym and then all that. I mean, like, we got to pick a lane and be the same. Is it okay for anyone to wear whatever they feel comfortable in whenever they want to, or is it not? It can't be, well, in this case, yes, and in this case, no, and in this case, yes, and in this case, no. You got to pick a lane. I'm good with either one. I'm fine with anybody doing what they want. But let's just not, like, pick out other people. Oh, no, you can't wear sandals, though. That person over there, they can wear whatever they want anytime they want. It's all about them being comfortable. But, you know, don't wear sandals.
Want to hear a wish now?
Yes, but it won't come true.
It's okay.
Okay.
Because it's not going to come true anyway.
Okay.
It's a tiny wish. I wish I liked oysters.
I'm fine not liking oysters.
There's an ad for something that makes you poop, mm-hmm. like a disease, and it's this handsome guy, and he's running through. It keeps you from pooping.
Okay.
And this guy's running through the surf, and he's picking out these fresh oysters, and he's got big white teeth.
And he's not pooping.
Oh, I've seen this.
Yes, and he squeezes lemon all over it, and all of his friends are like, you're so sexy.
And he's not pooping himself.
And he's not pooping his drawers.
All the while, he's controlling himself.
He's not crapping his pants.
Yeah. All the while, he's thinking they don't even know.
That sphincter's as tight as a drum.
What I want to know is,
was he
like running around before going, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh,
you don't want that oyster, man.
Yeah.
Stay away from that area.
Spraying the lemons on and going, oh, no.
Because let's be honest, we've all been in the oh, no category once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching a show the other day, a reality show where someone did end up accidentally, they trusted a fart.
Oh, yeah.
And she just kept saying, new pants. She ran into the gas station.
Yeah. It's a thing you got to be careful about trusting.
Pardon me, love. I must excuse myself.
But especially when you're
from
not
these
in
oysters
your,
and lemons.
Especially when you're not in your home. Why do you want to like oysters, though?
It would seem I've pooed my pants.
I don't want to like oysters. They look gross.
Because no matter how much success I have, no matter how old I get, I always feel like the dork who's looking at cool kids. Okay, I'm going to live junior high for the rest of my life. And so when I'm at a restaurant and someone's like, ooh, let's get some oysters, I'm always like, you're my superior. You can swallow snot with hot sauce and I can't.
Look at this cool guy who's not pooping his pants over here.
I do. I just consider you my superior if you can eat oysters.
From now on, I'm going to assume if you don't like oysters, then something's going on with the pants.
I'll tell you what, if you do want to go to the bathroom, oyster sauce will do it.
Yuck.
All right.
That could be the worst sentence you've ever said.
I don't like that.
Oyster sauce.
I don't like that at all.
I know, man. That's why I'm fine not liking oysters.
By the way,
oyster sauce.
That's something
It's a sauce. It's a type of sauce.
This is something we all get.
I thought you meant the drippings from the oyster.
No. There's a sauce.
It's like you can use it in like cooking and stuff.
Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.